I say, what's wrong with that? Silly love songs for everybody. It's 980 WCAP. Jack's Cafe. Hi, everybody. Jackie D here, along with Chris Poublon, who is so excited. Hey, there's a great show. I think it's coming. Is it tomorrow night?
They'll be able to tell you all about it.
That's why we came back with the McCartney thing, because there is a band out there. Well, you know, there are a lot of bands that do Beatles stuff, you know, Beatles tributes, many, many. But there are none, or maybe one or two that I know of, that do Beatles, post-Beatles stuff, like some McCartney wings and stuff, or George Harrison and stuff. And they're going to be doing a show over at the Zorba Room coming up tomorrow night. And joining us, we've got Adam Bock, and we've got Lauren on the line, and they're with a band called After Fab. Hey, guys.
Hi, Jack. How's it going?
What's happening?
Talking to you. I thought we were talking about Chinese food, though.
Well, we could if you would like, but, you know, I think we'd rather talk about After Fab. When is the show? Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
It is tomorrow night, yes.
Tomorrow night, okay, I was right. And which is over at the fabulous Zorba Room.
Correct.
Which is a nice place. Which is at the Olympia restaurant, right? Is that the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, the Olympia.
Right.
One of the two big Greek restaurants in Lowell that seems to have been there forever.
Well, one we know and love because, you know, he only does the morning show around here. But we love that one, too. So, hey guys, and hey, Lauren, I understand.
That Greek beetle.
Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I understand that you're much loved, huge loved, at the Berserkly School of Music, as I like to say.
A very long time.
Now, how did you get involved with this project, the After Fab, and what do you do in the band? I think because somebody, a wise guy friend of mine, wanted to know if you did all the Yoko Ono screaming, if that was which I said, no.
That's what I'm known for, yes.
That's it, huh?
The authenticity
of it all.
The last 31 years.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, so tell us a little bit about the project. It's really interesting because, as I said, you know, between, you know, Beetlejuice and 19 yada yada and this one, that one, and the other one, there are plenty of bands out there who do the whole Beatles thing. But I think when you and I talk this, maybe yourselves and one other that do post-Beatles stuff, like the solo stuff.
Yeah, that do only the solo. There are lots of Beatles bands that tiptoe into the solo Beatles. You might hear them play Imagine, you know, or something among the Beatles songs. Even some of the big ones do that. But as far as exclusively, you know, exploring the solo years, that's unique to us and one other small band over in the UK. But we're pursuing a high-fidelity approach. They're not. So we're trying to recreate as closely as possible, as closely as we can, being different people with different instruments and a different time, of course.
Right.
Those classic original records that the Beatles made after they were Beatles. So you won't hear us play any group songs at all.
Oh, really?
Right.
Hmm. How do you balance out the show? How do you, and I'll give this one to Lauren, how do you pick what songs you're going to do from, you know, George or from, you know, Ringo or whatever?
Well, we certainly pick the ones we love, but we also pick the ones that were gigantic hits. It's just that there's so many gigantic hits.
Right.
There's like 700 other solo songs to choose from, so we really have our work cut out for us. We have a fantastic time, and it's the only place that you'll hear these songs all done together in one show by a passionate band.
Well, give me a for example on some of the songs that you guys would trot out on an average night.
Let Band on the Run, Devil's Radio, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, It Don't Come Easy. They're just fantastic songs.
I mean, they're all good. I mean, there's not a bad one in the bunch. I mean, let's just go right, especially if you're a Beatles fan as I am, and here at 980 WCAP, when we're not talking, you know, we're playing the Beatles in before, so we're huge Beatlephiles, you know. We love
them. I got to be George in a tribute band for 12 years and 13 tours, and we were actually trying to mimic those each individual people. There were four people, and I played George and all his lead guitar stuff, or Paul's lead guitar and John's lead guitar. But this is completely different. I've never performed any of these songs before, Most of them I've never played before. So it's been a real exciting time to revisit all these songs that I love so much, and to actually get inside them and play all these parts with the right sounds.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you put it that way. When you're in some of those bands that you mentioned, you're actually, I mean, you're a musician, of course, and you know, singer, and you got to be a good musician. But you're playing a role. You're playing a part, which is kind of cool.
Super cool. You're trying to get their musical sensibilities and to make it actually sound like something they would play. Like Adam pointed out to me last week or so, a lot of bands will play these parts, but they'll play them like Eddie Van Halen or by Hendrix, or you know, they'll have a taste in their playing that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Those people hadn't happened yet. To play with those inflections and those types of phrasings doesn't really cut it for Beatles.
So it's really
interesting to try to, if you didn't grow up with it, to kind of go back and listen to what those details are and bring out those kinds of details and the sounds.
So, Adam, when you guys are putting together, you know, the sets and when you're doing the shows, are you striving for note for note, trying, you know, to, you know, carry these things the way they...
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
Right. We go back to the original studio recordings and we take them apart and we try to play them as they are on the records without reinterpreting them as, you know, sort of an ordinary cover band might do or an original artist might do. It's sort of a symphony orchestra approach, right? They've got music on the page from Beethoven or whomever it may be, and they're trying to interpret it the way the composer intended. So we're trying to recreate those records, and you can't avoid putting some of yourself into it, of course, and we do put our own energy and passion in, but we want to play them the way people remember them and love them.
You know, and it's interesting, Lauren, that you're doing this, you know, coming on the heels of, what was it, a couple of weeks ago now, that the fifth Beatle, as they call him, George Martin, passed away. When you're doing this stuff and having been in another band, how much of an influence, and I know the answer to this, but I want you to answer it, how much of an influence did George Martin have in the all-around Beatles sound?
He made them ready for vinyl. He took a live stage show and made it happen in a production for a record. He made the albums exciting. And he was able to realize all their ideas. If they had a musical idea, he was able to notate it and get it down and introduce them to all the new sounds, the different instruments, and help them grow as artists and musicians that translated to music that people heard when they personally weren't around. He was able to capture their personalities and their energy and their magic and get them into the recordings.
Was it the meshing of a perfect storm, so to speak, of the talent of the Beatles themselves? And when you combine that with the genius of George Martin, you got something special there.
Absolutely, because like they always said, he came from a whole bunch of comedy records and a classical background.
Right.
And he had never made any rock and roll records before. The Beatles had never been in the studio before, so they all learned the ropes together. And there have been people who have said, let's rearrange some of these songs instead of from a classical arrangement approach. What if it was a jazz arrangement around it? And you could hear such a giant difference in the way those songs come across had George Martin been a jazz guy.
We're talking with Lauren and Adam from After Fab. They're doing a show coming up tomorrow night over at the Zorba Room at the Olympia Restaurant. Adam, how many people make up the band itself? I know that you do a lot of synth stuff. Is there a lot of fill stuff? But how many actual musicians are on stage at one time?
There are six members of the band, and as you implied before, we're not impersonating any particular characters because the Beatles, as solo artists, didn't play together. There was no such thing as the solo. So it's a tribute to a band that never existed, except in the hearts of fans. And George Harrison himself said that spiritually, you know, the Beatles can never really be separated. They're
so
always going to be together. And a lot of fans listened to and followed the solo careers as if it were one concept. So that's kind of what we're bringing to life. So, yeah, there are six members. We need at least that many because there are a lot of big productions, I would say, in some of the post-Beatles material. Some of it's easier, some of it's much more difficult to approach. So we've got two guitars, bass, drums, and keyboard, and I double on the second keyboard. And, of course, there are compromises when making up the arrangements, but we try to preserve what's important and the things that people want to hear.
Hey, Lauren, I want to ask you about the one that got away with you guys. Is there a song that you would love to do or have been trying to do that you just can't get it the way you want it?
Well, I've only been with the band a little over a year, so I'm sure those will come up. But there are so many songs in Georgia's that have so many beautiful layers of guitars that I wish I could just clone myself and play them all live.
You got to get a triple necker, I think, maybe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, listen, guys, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and we're looking forward to the show. It's called After Fab, and it's happening tomorrow night over at the Zorba Room at the Olympia Restaurant. And go over, have a little, a little lamb before the show, and then come in and rock and roll all night to some of the songs you're guaranteed to know and love by heart. And you guys have been nice enough to give us, I think, a family four-pack of tickets. To give away to the show. So first person through right now at 978-454-4980. Leave your name with Chris Poublon, and we'll get you on the guest list. How's that?
Perfect.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, thank you so much, and I'm going to do my best to try to get over there and check you guys out tomorrow night.
Oh, be great.
Okay, and that's 8 p.m. is showtime.
8 p.m. Tickets still available? Where they get them at the door?
You can get them at the door as well, or you can look it up online.
All right. After Fab is the name of the band. Lauren, Adam, thank you so much. The phone's ringing off the hook. Adam, if you can hang on for a minute, maybe Chris will get you the name of the winner for the tickets, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks,
all right.
Jack.
Hey, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it. That's a great concept, huh?
Take care, Jack. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you. Doing post-Beatles. Because when you think of all the songs, man, over the years.
It'd be interesting to know how many people don't know what's pre and post Beatles.
Well,
you know,
I mean, there are some kids that go, Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings. You want to slap him?
I don't want to live in a world where he was in a band before Wings.
Well, and it's a great time to be a Beatles fan, because finally, after years and years and years and years of putting their foot down, the Beatles finally opened up their whole catalog, so you can get it online now, where you couldn't. So now on all the services, all the download services, you can just go and get all the Beatles stuff, which is unbelievable. Did we get a winner already?
We did. Cliff Whalen.
Oh, Cliffy Whalen. He'll enjoy that show.
He's very excited.
Yeah. So check it out, After Fab. All right. I know why you want to take a break, because you want to dive right in.